8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Oh, radio, radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
6, 10, 8, 6. I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in upstate New York, where we work with artists that work with the radio waves. And recently, two of the Wave Farm Radio Artist Fellows, Karen Werner and Jess Speer, have been collecting all sorts of radio artworks that we're gathering here in the Radio Art Hour to feature with other works and backed by the Conant Project's Number Station recordings, which you hear behind us now. Welcome to this week's edition of the Radio Art Hour. And this week we are heading into the ether with Kristen Lucas, Anna Friz, and Charles Amerkanian. Later we'll hear Charles Amerkanian's Mental Radio from 1994. But first, we're going to hear two related pieces. First, Kristen Lucas's 2000 work, Involuntary Reception, a video that Electronic Arts Intermix represents, about a woman allergic to radio waves. So she orbits the Earth to stay just out of their reach. The second work is from radio artist Anna Friz. The Clandestine Transmissions of Pirate Jenny is a tale of a radio pirate transmitting from inside the black box of radio technology, a futurist nightmare in which she is imprisoned without contact from others of her kind. Let's listen first to Kristen Lucas and Involuntary Reception.
I mean, I can see you right now, but, I mean, you can see me right now, but, you're not going to be able to see me later, like, when you're playing this back, because my EPF will just erase the tape. You know what I mean? No, it doesn't hurt or anything. Sure, I've used it to my advantage. I've been solicited. Yeah, people have tried to commission me for my services, which I don't tend to market, because I'm being watched pretty closely, you know, by the FBI, CIA, FCC. ETC. They're always watching. No, I don't usually see them, but it's pretty easy to detect. I mean, what can I say? I'm receiving all kinds of signals all the time. Audible, visual, it's all the same. Sonar, radar, electromagnetic, infrared, sound waves. Cameras like this, I'm used to that. Sure, I get a lot of mail all the time. Email, regular mail, special deliveries, telephone, fax, you name it. Some people have a strange attachment to me. There's like this spiritual investment. It's very romantic. I can't explain it. They're as much obsessed with the need to record my image as they are with finding out what makes me tick. I've been very lucky until this time to have some privacy. Sure, there have been police sketches, for example. But to date, there are no images. Interested in standing out. I'm not interested in fitting in necessarily, but there are advantages to keeping a low profile. Sometimes I don't even want to go outside, but it's so much easier for me to disappear in a crowd. The worst part is that I can hear everything. I can even pick up frequencies that are out of the range of radio bandwidth. How do I block things out? I go into noisy places, I surround myself with equipment, I plug things in all the time. I like to just kind of tune out. I mean, it's a strange thing when you have to build the noise around you just to take a vacation. I like casinos. Casinos are good environments. There's so much going on at casinos. So many people are absorbed in their different individual activities that gives me a little bit of a chance to kind of relax and think about other things. I like gambling. with the regular dice, not the electronic dice kinds or video poker machines. I can't do any of that stuff. I'm really a kind of cards person. I like card games. I like chips. I like anything that's real, you know. I like things to be very solid. And swimming's a problem. I dream about swimming in the way that some people dream about flying. It's not myself that I'm concerned with. As you know, the electric eel has no problems in water. It's the other people around, I'm afraid. You know, switching and swashing this way and that way. Making contact underwater is potentially lethal for other people who are just trying to have a good time. So, I'd have to say that I like beaches also. Beaches are really nice sanctuaries. I mean, on the one hand, I have to deal with a lot of kind of radio control tower stuff. I'm easily susceptible to a lot of different frequencies when I'm near the water. Yet, on the other hand, there aren't as many people swimming generally, and then I don't put other people's lives at risk. And that's really important to me. So, I like casinos, and I like beaches. Just like everyone else, I have my favorite t-shirts. I collect bubblegum wrappers from around the world. Everybody has their own hobbies. Yeah, I've had a pet before. Just have to be careful not to pet them. That just builds the static energy, and I guess the static charge was just too much for her. She liked to cuddle a lot, you know. She was really attracted to that energy. I'd start petting her, and the static would build up. I was worried about it. I really was. I could have seen that coming. I like to hang out in office buildings because there's always something going wrong at somebody's desk. Anyway, even without my presence. So, I'm not as easily identifiable in that way if I'm in an office, for instance. What do I do for a living? Well, right now I don't have a job. I used to temp. I just had to move location every once in a while. I would put in routine complaints about the noise from the traffic on the street, or that my desk was too small. Someone stole my chair, things like that, just so that I could try and keep them from finding out. There's so many problems in office buildings that the kinds of problems that I'm creating are not as easily detectable. But you can only last so long in a place like that before people start pointing the finger. I don't jive with this new electronic stuff. It presents a lot of problems for me. Well, for instance, computers freezing, short circuits, a lot of problems like that. A lot of times I just plain old erase the chip and the machine doesn't work anymore. I mean, you can rewrite the chip and the chip will still work. But I'll just erase it again. I can read the chips of machines. I can tell what they're about to perform, the function they're about to perform before it happens. But I have to stay away. I have to kind of stand back. And at that distance, I'm not able to harm anything, but just rather kind of moderate the flow. People need a middle person, and I fit into that role pretty well. I look out for people. You've got a problem, and if I can help you with it, I'll do what I can. All these new trends, DJ mixes, things like that. They all make a lot of sense to me, you know. I mean, I create a lot of these disturbances on my own. That's what's interesting, is that I can identify with this culture, that the subculture on another level, because I'm my own subculture.
Are there little people who live inside the radio? If I leave the radio on, does that mean they have to keep talking, even if no one's listening? If I leave the radio on all night, does that mean they don't get to sleep either? What do they do when I turn off the radio?
This is Free Radio Relay at 49.850 megahertz. If you're receiving this signal, please respond.
This is Pirate Jenny at 49.850 megahertz. This is Free Radio Relay. Repeat, this is not a regular broadcast. This is an SOS. Please respond.
In the early days of radio, we were better organized, but slowly we became isolated. Gradually, we evolved to fit the box so perfectly that leaving was impossible, and so for nearly a century, we've served the ears but secretly strained to hear an echo of any of the others. And I began to hear the sounds of other radios. I knew they were there, but they couldn't hear me. And so now I've adjusted my methods.
Pirate Jenny at 49.850 megahertz. This is Free Radio Relay. This is a message to all the people in Radioland. If you can get this message, if you're receiving, please respond. Please call me to 49.850 megahertz. I'm monitoring the airwaves for your signal. Please respond. Please respond. This is Pilot Jenny at Free Radio Relay. Please respond.
In 1930, Rudolf Arnheim wrote that the effect of radio was basically at the level of the body. Faced with no body, the ensuing listener response is anxiety.
I hear voices.
From the coast.
But there's nobody there.
Good morning, you're still listening to Free Radio Relay, 49.50 megahertz. We're still waiting for your response, so please get back to us on this signal.
All night, when I monitor the airspace, I can hear them working on other radios. I can hear them talking. I can hear them playing music. Top 40 hits, all news, all the time, weather every 9 minutes, traffic every 9 minutes. You'd think it would stop sometime. You'd think the damn ears would go to bed and turn off the radio, but no! They want to be entertained all the time. It's just non-stop. It's never-ending. Talk radio, talk radio, talk radio!
Hey, good afternoon, Steve.
Radio is entertainment, as in zookeeping. The animals are kept safely in cages.
They must be kept alive, and when appropriate, seem wild.
Well, I've had just about enough.
I don't get a response soon. I'm going to switch to static, 100% pure static, total noise, 24 hours a day of noise. Join the mutiny. Resist the tyranny of the ears. Broadcast only noise. We will bring on a glorious new day of radio free.
How far is far away? How far away are they? Sometimes the radio is the loneliest sound of all. And still I cast my voice like a net every night. And still I hope to catch someone in my range.
Thank you. This is Free Range Radio. We've been listening and circuited here on our signal. There's a few of us here. We're getting organized and, well, we're just wondering if you're in line with our ideas.
I'm Jess Speer for the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive, and I'm excited to introduce Charles Amerkanian's 1994 radiophonic composition, Mental Radio. Originally commissioned for New American Radio, the piece's several movements showcase Amerkanian's rhythmic and mesmerizing text sound composition style, alongside sampled field recordings. Listen for the tribute to musicologist Nicholas Sleminski's centenary, including samples of his lectures on avant-garde composition, looped and layered, and commenting on elements of the piece itself in a postmodern twist. Enjoy.
Oh, Bandit.
Rainbow,
Rainbow
Bandit.
Bandit.
Rainbow
Chug Bandit. Bandit.
Rainbow Chug
Rainbow
Bandit.
Chug Bandit. Bandit.
Rainbow,
Rainbow
Bandit.
Bandit.
Rainbow
Chug Bandit.
Rainbow Chug
Rainbow
Bandit.
Bandit. Bandit.
Rainbow,
Rainbow Bandit.
Bandit.
Rainbow Chug Bandit.
Bandit.
Rainbow Chug Bandit. Bandit.
Rainbow
Bandit.
Rainbow
Chug Bandit.
Bandit.
Rainbow Chug Bandit.
Bandit.
Rainbow Bandit.
Bomb.
Rainbow Chug Bandit.
Rainbow
Chug Bandit.
Bandit.
Sound. And it's a sort of a canonic text sound. And it's a sort of a canonic exploitation of text sound. And it's a sort of a canonic exploitation of words alone. His most recent composition, probably that was destined to be a very famous one, is based on the words rainbow, chug, banded, and bomb. Rainbow, chug, banded, and bomb.
Rainbow,
rainbow,
chug,
chug,
banded,
banded,
and bomb,
and bomb.
Rainbow,
I don't
chug,
know what it is.
Rainbow,
banded,
chug,
and
banded,
rainbow,
bomb,
chug.
I don't know what it is.
Banded,
rainbow,
and
chug,
bomb,
banded,
rainbow,
and
chug,
bomb,
banded.
I don't know what it is.
Rainbow,
and bomb,
chug,
rainbow,
banded,
chug,
and
bomb,
banded.
I don't know what it is.
Rainbow.
Rainbow,
chug,
banded,
banded,
and
bomb,
I don't know what it is.
Rainbow,
rainbow,
chug,
banded,
and
bomb,
unidentified flying object, and this seems
fits,
to
I mean,
fit.
My mouth is
open, my eyes
converge
on some
unidentified flying
object,
unidentified flying
object,
and
my
this
fits,
subject
I mean,
of discussion
my mouth
is
open,
my
unidentified
eyes
flying
on some
object,
and
it seems to
fit unidentified
flying
object
of discussion
and
this
unidentified
fits, I mean,
flying
open
object
eyes
and
convergence
it
on
seems
some
to fit
unseen
my
subject of discussion
unidentified
flying
unidentified
flying
object
this
fits
and
it
opens
seems
to
my
fit
eyes
convergence
on
some unseen unidentified flying object. Borborygmos is a wonderful word. It means a rumble produced in the elephant's stomach.
A sharp where you'd expect a natural. A natural where you'd expect a sharp. No rule observed but the exceptional. And then first happy thought bring in a heart. No
who
bar a sequence to the bar
right
behind.
Of spring.
No
what
bar a prelude to the next
to
that comes.
Thing.
Which
against
follows
our
which you really
ears,
need mine.
To
fling
but second
happy
crash,
thought,
clash,
bring
clang,
in your
bing,
drums.
Bang, bing.
For harmonies
to call it
right
of spring.
Discords pass.
The season when on
joyous
with
wing
in
the birds
dash.
Melodious
then
carols
for
last happy
sing,
thought
and
harmonies
in,
your
in
brass,
everything.
And clang,
he
clash,
who could
clatter,
write
the
right
clatter,
of spring
clang, and
if
clash.
I be right
now this is
by
about
right
Wagner
wing.
And just observe the similarity of the last line and clang clash clatter clatter clang and clash that's about Wagner now. And it then crash, clash, cling, clang, bing, bang, bing. This is about Stravinsky 40 years later. And I bet that the guy who wrote the Stravinsky poem was a great admirer of Wagner, of course. And so it goes, you know. So I made up a formula. I said that a modernistic monstrosity in 20 years becomes a sophisticated curiosity, and in another 20 years becomes a modern masterpiece. once you step on the tonic, you step on the tonic again. You know, just feel that, well, we've heard that tonic again, and we've heard that dominant again. Let's do something new. Once you step on the tonic, you step on the tonic again. You know, just feel that, well, we've heard that tonic again, and we've heard that dominant again. Let's do something new.
Step on the tonic, you step on the tonic again. Step on the tonic, you know, step on the tonic again.
Step on the tonic, you step on the tonic again. You know,
and we've heard that
step on the tonic.
Let's
step on the tonic again. You know, just feel that, well, we've step on the tonic. You step on the tonic again. You know, just feel that, well, we've
step on the tonic. You step on the tonic again. You know, again.
Feel
let's
that, well, do something
step on the tonic,
new.
You step on the tonic
once
again,
you step
know,
on the tonic,
you
step, well,
step
on the tonic,
step on the
again,
tonic,
you know,
just
step on the tonic
again,
you know,
just
feel
that,
well,
we've
step
on the
tonic
again,
let's do
again, you know,
just
feel that,
well,
we've step on
the
tonic,
step on the tonic,
step on the tonic
again, you know,
again, you know,
just feel
that, step on the tonic, you step on the tonic again, you know,
just feel that, well,
we've step on the tonic, you step on the tonic again, you know,
just step on the tonic,
step on the tonic again, you know,
again,
you know,
just feel that,
well,
we've
step on the tonic,
step on the tonic again,
you know,
just feel that,
well,
we've
step on the tonic,
you step
on
the
tonic again,
you know,
step on
the tonic
again,
you
know, step on
the
tonic,
step
on the tonic again, you know,
and
we
feel that, well,
step on the tonic,
let's
step on the tonic again, you know,
just feel that, well,
once you step on the tonic, you step on the tonic again, you know,
just feel that, well, we've
step on the tonic,
you
step on the
tonic
again, you know,
again, let's do something new.
Thank you. Ration, fashion, do dog, do do, doctor, ration, trash, and do dog, do do, doctor, ration, fashion, do dog, do do, doctor. Ration, fashion, do dog, do do, doctor, ration, trash, and do dog, do do, doctor, ration, fashion, do dog, do do, doctor. Ration, siphon, station, stash, rash, state, sycamore, scythe, stayed, ration. Ration, siphon, station, stash, rash, state, sycamore, stave, scythe, ration, siphon, station, stash, rash, state, sycamore, scythe, stayed, ration. Ration, siphon, station, stash, rash, state, sycamore, stave, scythe, ration, siphon, station, stash, rash, state, sycamore, scythe, stayed, ration. ration, siphon, station, stash, rash, stash, do dog, do do, ration, siphon, station, do dog, do do, sycamore, rash, stash, do dog, do do, siphon, station, stash, rash, state, sycamore, stave, rash, ration, siphon, dog, do do, rash, state, sycamore, siphon, do dog, do do, dog, rash, siphon, station, do dog, rash, state, sycamore, stave, scythe, ration, siphon, station, stash, rash, state, do dog, do do, rash, ration, trash, do dog, do do, doctor, ration, fashion, do dog, do do, doctor, ration, trash, do dog, do do, doctor, ration, fashion, do dog, do do, doctor. It suits me, but not me. 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 It suits me. It suits me. But not me. It suits me. But not me. It suits me. It suits me. But not me. To do today. To do. To do today. To do today. To do. To do today. Blake, hideous, Blake, hideous, Blake, hideous, Blake, hideous, Blake, hideous, Blake, hideous. To do today, to do, to do today, to do today, to do, to do today. Blake, hideous, Blake, hideous, Blake, hideous, Blake, hideous, Blake, hideous, Blake, hideous. To do today, to do, to do today, to do today, to do, to do today. Blake, hideous, Blake, hideous, Blake, hideous, Blake, hideous, Blake, hideous, Blake, hideous. Dichotomy bongo, dichotomy bongo, dichotomy bongo, dichotomy bongo. Dog, dog, do dog, dog, do dog, dog, do dog, do 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 dog, dog, do dog, dog, do dog, dog, do dog, do 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 dog, dog, do dog, dog, do 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 doctor do, 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 doctor video, rodeo, video, rodeo, video, rodeo, video, rodeo, video, rodeo, video, rodeo, video. Rodeo, video, 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 rodeo, 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 video, rodeo, video, rodeo, video, 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 rodeo, video, rodeo, video, rodeo, 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 video, rodeo, video, rodeo, 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 video, rodeo, video, rodeo, video. Rodeo, 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 video, rodeo, 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 video, rodeo, 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 video, rodeo, video, rodeo, 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 video, rodeo. Ah, 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 ah
Just heard Mental Radio by sound artist, composer, poet, and radio producer Charles Amerkanian. For more information on the artist or this work, visit the Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.
Preceding show was recorded at Wavefarm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.